Al, were you at any point, were you uncomfortable last night at the gay piano bar?
Well, one time when I went to the little boys' room, and
they have it separated that way.
Yeah.
There's girls
that
actually
you,
go
it's
there.
Not strictly a gay club.
Don't just plow. Just keep going, Al. Keep going.
So I went, and this guy said, "Hey,"
like that.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
So I said hi, and that was nice, friendly, cordial, and I shook his hand, and proceeded.
Some words in there you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Mmm. Mm-mm-mm.
No. But see, you do that to women and you think it's like attractive to them.
Turnabout's fair play, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so, but it was cool. You know, not uncomfortable to the point where I wouldn't go back.
Right. They accepted you. They were nice to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. He wasn't uncomfortable in the least.
He wasn't.
No.
I hear this tape and I hear you heckling the singer.
Only because I know him.
Sounds like you were very comfortable.
Only because I know him. And let me describe.
Now, who was on your lap at the time?
Let me describe. Nobody's on my lap. Let me describe this place to you. It's very, very small, but it's very quaint. It's very homey.
Well, that's part of it is. There's an outside patio.
It's beautiful. And there's another place back in the back. I don't know what's back there.
All right, let Kelly talk for a minute.
This part is very small. The piano and the stage, it's very, I mean, you're intimate. You were sitting there on stage with them, basically.
Like you're in somebody's living room.
Basically, yeah.
Big grand piano.
Seating for how many?
The whole club?
No, in with that piano bar area.
The whole thing is really the piano bar. I guess 50.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very intimate. Big grand piano that takes up three quarters of the stage.
They have to stack guys on top of each other to get 50 in there?
Yeah, and they hate that.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop it.
But, you know, it's real comfortable. It's interactive too. I mean, the audience can kind of get involved.
Yeah, they have certain songs that they all know and respond to.
We have one of those on tape. We'll play that here in a minute.
Much like these dueling piano bars.
Kind of like that, but
yes,
those are.
See, you have to.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Exactly. What it is.
Okay. All right, let's hear a clip.
No, this is where he's heckling.
Al just starts yelling at the guy.
He gets up there and just starts talking and he won't start singing.
Yeah,
like, Chad, you know, we all told him we got there. Chad, we can only stay for about an hour. And he didn't go on till like almost 9:45.
Yeah. Man.
It's like, we got to get up in the early, you know, Chad, come on.
Okay.
And he gets up there and starts doing his shtick. This is not Paul Allen up on stage. This is the incredible Mr. Buddy Shanahan up here with me.
Woo! Piano player.
Paul had an emergency out of town that he had to go to, and so he couldn't be here tonight, which is kind of sad. You know, hey, 3 years. Anyway, if there's something you want to hear, it's all about me, so.
Play some M&M.
Yeah. Somebody go to the store, get some M&M's, please. Make sure it's the bag with all purple. I want that 1 million yen.
You might want to pick your songs out before you got up on stage.
He's sitting there just going through his book.
Deciding what to sing.
Did you hear what she called him?
No.
A breeder.
Oh. Heterosexuals are breeders.
Yeah, they call them breeders.
Uh-huh. Wow. And this is where he actually sings?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
He's got a good voice.
Oh, is this Pocahontas?
Wait.
Yeah, it's from there.
Colors of the Wind?
Yeah, wait.
Oh, I love this.
You think you own whatever land you land on.
Mine, all mine. You think you own whatever land you land on. Mine, all mine. So you get it?
Yeah. Okay. It's the Indians mad at the white people.
Yeah.
Okay.
The earth is just a dead thing you can claim.
Open your eyes, Shelby. Open your eyes.
But I know every rock and tree and creature.
Hello, rock.
All right, I figured it out. This is Rocky Horror.
Hello, rock. Hello, creature.
You think you know every rock and creature, so they say, hello, rock, hello, creature.
Yeah.
Hello, creature.
Has a life, has a spirit, has a name.
What's my name?
Get at that party. You think the only people who are people. Are the people who look and think like you.
Bigot.
If you walk the footsteps of a stranger.
You'll get athlete's
What?
You'll get athlete's foot. If you walk in the
footsteps of a stranger, you'll get athlete's foot.
Okay.
You'll learn things you never knew, you never knew.
I did not know that.
And have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins.
What's so f***ing funny?
Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? With all the colors of the wind. Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
I don't think they're taking him seriously.
But you know what, dog?
That's hysterical.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. He is.
And you got to be in with the in crowds and know all the lines.
Yeah.
And you want to come back so you know when you're supposed to yell.
Yeah.
Right.
And he works the crowd so well. I mean, he's born to do that. I hate to see him go.
What's he going to do? And like, I think Jiffy Lube?
He has a regular job during the day.
I think he still manages that place, too, I think.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
All right.
They're just going to try something new on Monday nights to bring in a different singer. And
so it's not working.
Well, I just think they're going to try to shake things up. Monday night's a hard night at any club.
Yes, it is.
And so they're going to try to see if they can't do something different.
Why don't they just put on the football game?
Yeah! Oh, Monday night football.
Yeah.
Well, it's... Yeah.